This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing.
He was serious?
Yeah, he was serious.
That's insulting people. And I don't think that was a good answer.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Oh, boy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And do you believe that Ukraine now has the leverage it needs to begin peace negotiations with Moscow?
I think the context is that whether or not they pull him back from Fallujah.
Biden's losing it.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Biden's being a puppet.
What about everything we talked about?
Well, I get a little nervous.
I'm getting better.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Broadcasting here from... Now it's sunny South Florida yet again, and I'm glad, you know, my hair changed color and my beard changed color too, and it's just as well for me today, because if I were still on Channel 7 back in Boston, the news director would be throwing a shoe through the screen of his TV, because I didn't shave this morning. When I fled Palm Beach, a barrier island yesterday, I took my Barbasol shaving cream with me and my toothbrush and my toothpaste, but I forgot my razor. So, but you know what? I don't have to worry about 5 o'clock shadow anymore, because my beard has changed color too, just like my hair up above. So I'm all set. No one even notices, I hope. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, the counting continues in Arizona. Or maybe they're just thinking about counting. And in Nevada and in Alaska, I don't think anything is going on. As I just told Grace, I heard yesterday the guy say that, Chewbacca, who's Trump's candidate, is slightly ahead of Lisa Murkowski in a normal state, which Alaska was until recently. The election would be over. You know, Murkowski would be out. And Chewbacca would be house hunting. She'd be looking for apartments in Washington, D.C. But now we have something called ranked choice voting in Alaska and in Maine. Don't have it in Massachusetts. Thank goodness it was voted down. And so they just keep counting the votes until the right candidate wins. And in this case, they all agree that the right candidate is Lisa Murkowski, a second-generation hack. Code holder. She holds the code of Mitch McConnell. He spent millions of dollars. He didn't have any money to give to Don Bolduc or Blake Masters, but he had millions to give to Lisa Murkowski, even though she was running against a Republican. That's another thing about ranked choice voting. You know, you have these jungle primaries, they call them, and so it's just the top candidates get, at least in Alaska, you do. And so you had two Republicans running, and you think Mitch McConnell would say, well, there's one in the win column for us. Don't have to spend any money there. But no, he brought in millions upon millions of dollars that could have gone elsewhere in the lower 48 and spent them on Lisa Murkowski, a rhino, who voted to convict Donald Trump on at least one of those phony baloney trials in the Senate. Last year or the year before. 844-500-4242. 781, received my Barbara Anderson, Massachusetts tax refund today. I still haven't received mine. And I'm with the vast majority of people in the Commonwealth who haven't gotten it yet. We now have a graduated income tax in the Commonwealth. It passed by a very slight margin, in spite of the fact that the welfare industrial complex spent over $25 million to jam it through because they need the money so badly. They just had $25 million sitting around, twice as much money as the billionaires did. It's odd how that works, isn't it? But think it might have been a little different if, you know, an extra 500,000 people had gotten their refund checks, proving that the state doesn't really need the money. They were sitting on $3 billion, but they couldn't be bothered to send back the refund checks, or at least only a handful of them, until after the election, when it was too late to swing the vote on question one. So now Massachusetts has a graduated income tax. Guess what? Be a lot of people going to be checking out of Massachusetts, and not just millionaires either, because if you pay attention, you know that this tax is not just for millionaires, because there aren't enough millionaires, and they're going to be significantly fewer quote-unquote millionaires because of this. 844-500-4242. So they're all excited. The Democrats are all excited because inflation is down. Yes, inflation is down in October. It's down to 7.7% on an annualized basis. Oh, isn't that great? Thank you, Mr. President. That's the smallest annualized increase since January. Thank you, Mr. President. You know, here's another statistic that you're not going to hear that much about on the nightly newscasts. The real average hourly earnings growth in the United States, these also come out today. Do you know what the real average annual growth is? -2.8% year to year. That's what inflation is all about. So, you know, Brandon comes out there and says, Americans are making more money than they've ever made before. And you know what? Prices are higher than they've ever been before. And prices are higher than your wages have gone up. Your average wages have gone up. Real average hourly earnings growth year to year has been negative since March 2021. March 2021. What was happening? Brandon had just become president. And so 19 months in a row since Brandon became president. 1 month, February of 2021, I guess the real wages went up. But there was kind of like a hangover from the Trump administration. So this is now 19 straight months of negative earnings growth under the Biden, Pelosi, Schumer reign of error. 19 months in a row. We'll be talking about this during our Let's Go Brandon segment later on. It's a little late this week, but better late than never. And we got a lot of stuff to get to. It's just outrageous, the thought of what's been going on. 844-500-4242. Some people are saying that the cancellation of student loan debt may have made a difference. I don't know. I'm not sure, because number one, it's been stalled in the courts, so no one's actually seen any money. But they did take this poll, and we'll talk more about it later, that 73% of the recipients of the from the Cheech and Chong demographic, because that's mainly what it is, 73% of them plan to spend more money on travel and dining. I don't know why they're going to spend money at restaurants. I mean, what this cancellation of the debt is a chew and screw on the universities. Oh, only the universities aren't going to get stuck with the tab. You and I are going to get stuck with the tab. So why do they have to spend money? They could just run out of the restaurant once they run up a bill, like they did at these third-rate colleges that they all went to. And I checked out the poll. There's a CNBC poll. That's what's getting most. CNBC picked up the poll from the smaller group, but I went to the original website. And they have further breakdowns of what people are going to spend the money for. So the the Utes that are going to get this are 28% of them are planning to spend the money on drugs and alcohol. That's good. 27% are going to spend it on gambling. Yeah. As long as they're not going to waste it, you know. And I'm guessing, too, that if I'd gone into the cross tabs, as they say, I would have found stuff like, you know, I'm going to spend the money on a, I got my eye on a sleeve tattoo. I've been, you know, the price of weed's been going up, and I haven't been able to afford to buy that nice sleeve tattoo. Or, you know, some of them need their, they need their man buns, you know, trimmed up a little bit, and their scraggly goatees. And you know, in Brooklyn, some of the hipsters, they don't, the beard doesn't come in right, so they've been getting hair transplants from up here down to their face, so that they can have the nice Maynard G. Crab Chuck Todd goatee. I'm sure there'll be a lot of that going on. So you know, this is good for some segments of the economy: drugs, alcohol, travel, barbershops, some barbershops with the ones that deal with man buns. Tattoo shops, all these places. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The economy has been unpredictable, and we all feel it. But now is not the time to forget our fallen heroes. Despite what is happening around us, we have so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and our freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve, and their families. And you have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at over 3,500 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith, and Wesson, and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. I didn't today because I was in the motel. But that's why I was missing them. I was missing the pillows. I was missing the towels, the slippers. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Now, you know the House of Representatives is going to change from Democrat control to Republican control. That means the Republicans can elect the Speaker. And as many people have noted lately, there's nothing in the Constitution that says the House Speaker has to be a member, an elected member of the House of Representatives. So some people have suggested Donald Trump. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Republican would you prefer to be the next House Speaker? James Comer, Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, or Donald J. Trump?
I'm going to say Jim Jordan.
57% say Jim Jordan.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Next up is Steve Scalise at 18% and DJT at 16%.
McCormick doesn't exactly have a groundswell of support, does he? Was he in single digits?
McCarthy, you mean?
Yes,
McCarthy. Yes, he's at 7%, second to last place.
Wow. 844-500-4242. Scalise, you know, someone was saying today, that's made me think of this poll question. Chris Plant actually was saying Scalise would be better because he survived a Democrat shooting. you know, he kind of, you know, whenever they keep talking about the January 6th insurrection and violent Republicans, it's just such, talk about a big lie. That's the biggest lie of all. But Steve Scalise, he almost died. He was in the hospital for weeks and weeks after he was shot by the deranged Democrat. 844-500-4242-339. I just thought of something. That tax refund I just received was worth more when the state took it. Thanks for that too, Brandon. Yeah, it's worth at least 8 or 9% less, I would say, you know, year over year. It's, and you know, my check is going to be worth even less than yours was worth because I've got to have to wait a week or two to get it. You know, the value of the money just keeps plummeting. But, and this, you see it by the fact that the stock market is up today big time because the inflation was down to 7.7%. I'll remind you, it was 1.4% when Donald Trump left office, and wages, real wages, were rising on the for the American worker. They weren't tumbling, especially for 19 months in a row. 844-500-4242-781 says that was a mostly peaceful shooting. Yeah, they DeSantis was there that day. He's a baseball player. He had to duck. There was Rand Paul had to duck. That was the first of three times he was assaulted by Democrats in the space of a year. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. With Biden's debt reduction on these college loans, why the money should go right into the loan accounts, not back to the person. This way that money gets put where it actually belongs and where it needs
I think it does actually. What they're saying is that this will it will reduce your payment, depending on whether you get the $10,000 or the $20,000 if you got a Pell Grant on top of the other money. And but you know, when suddenly your expenses are going to decrease for that's what gives you more money for your Hennessy or your weed or your tattoos. That's the way it should be. I think the colleges are the ones who scammed all these kids into thinking that queer studies was going to open them up for a seven-figure job at on Wall Street. Let them pay for it. I mean, you and I didn't scam these kids into taking sustainability and transgender windmills of color, you know, or non-binary solar panels. We didn't scam them. Let the colleges that scammed them pay for this debt relief. Thanks for the call, Ron. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, by the time this education welfare is paid out and frees up the indigent students to buy more things, maybe they can take that money and apply it to putting some meat on layaway at the remaining supermarkets.
You know, I like your use of the word indigent. Like these people are actually suffering. You know, most of the in the same survey, I think 40% of them said that they didn't even notice what they were paying. 40% of them. And it's a crisis. It's a crisis that these poor Cheech and Chongs, these Beavis and Butthead and Cheech and Chong are actually having to scrimp and save. And by the way, they're still not paying anything because every time Brandon extends the quote-unquote emergency, that freezes the payments for another 3 months. So even though he says we're beyond COVID, he keeps pushing the emergency forward, and then now they're still expanding Medicaid. They're using welfare funds to buy groceries and God only knows what else for these layabout Democrats, many of whom just crossed over the border a couple of days ago. It's absurd, and meanwhile, the people who actually work for a living are getting crushed in this country. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 917 says Scalise was shot because he was a threat to democracy. Well, that's what they said, right? All right, 844-500-4242. 42. We'll be back with Grace's News. We'll be continue to take your calls in a while. And we have a cheap bastard deal in this hour. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, 11-11. So that means today is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. It's the 247th birthday. Happy birthday, Marines. Semper Fidelis. And it's a sad moment for those of us who love the Kowloon. Boston's premier Asian dining experience, as I always say, when they deliver some food. It's in Saugus on Route 1. The longtime owner of the Kowloon since before I was born, Madeline Wong, has died at the age of 95. And we love the Kowloon, and we love the Wong family, and we Stanley and Bobby, they're the ones we deal with here on the Howie Carr Show. And there's Donald, who's the state rep from Saugus, and he's a Republican, and he's the one who bird dogs the legislation in the House so that they can't sneak something through. They always need a Republican there too. If they're going to try to do something sneaky, a Republican has to stand up and stop it, and that's Donald Wong's job. So, like, we love all the Wongs, and Madeline Wong and her husband William, who died in 2011. They had six kids, and or five kids, I can't remember. And they took over the run of the restaurant after William and Madeline retired. But our condolences to the Wong family of Saugus, and Your mother did a great place start. You know, she bought it from her parents, I read today in the obituary, but it was a tiny operation. Now it's not so tiny. All right, 844-500-4242. It's now time for Grace's News.
Yes, Howie. So we are in November. That means Thanksgiving's coming up soon. And you were just discussing the inflation rate under Joe Biden. I know everyone is celebrating that it's a slightly lower now.
Everybody on MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times.
But they might not be celebrating when they hear about what Thanksgiving is going to cost them. So the upside is that Charlie Baker will not be weighing your turkey this year. But
the turkey police have been decommissioned in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
But
they will not be lurking over the freezers to see how big your butterball or your oven stuffer is.
But there is some bad news. The price index that tracks turkey and non-chicken poultry is up 16.9%. And Howie, I also want to read you some other staples just to tell you how much they've gone up. Pie is up 18.6%. Ice cream is up 13.3%. Fresh potatoes are up 15.6%.
These are all my favorites.
Butter prices.
Yeah, I don't care. If you tell me the beets are up, I don't care. But ice cream and pies and potatoes.
This one's really going to hurt you, Howie. Gravy and sauce prices are up 14.6%. You strike me as the type of person.
I want a double dip waffle cone with vanilla chocolate chip.
I don't think you skimp on the gravy.
No, you know what I say when I go down to the beach club where I have Thanksgiving dinner? They say, what do you want, Mr. Carr? Do you want the turkey or do you want the filet mignon? I say, I want the filet mignon, but give me a side of the stuffing and put plenty of gravy on it.
How did I know that? I just had a feeling that you were a gravy kind of guy. Butter prices are up.
They call it dressing in the South. I always like that word, dressing. Give me a lot of dressing.
Butter prices are up 26.7%.
I've noticed that,
and
yes.
Rolls, biscuits, and muffins are up 13.6%. So it's going to be pricey this year.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon. We're going to have a big segment this week, I'm sure.
The only thing that's not up that much is wine. Wine is only up 3.2%. So at least when you're getting everything down in your gullet, that won't be too pricey. And if anyone wants to look at that story, it's from Breitbart. All right. Now, this is a really weird story, Howie, and I wanted to get your take on it. This is from Fox Business. It says Facebook perks are part of Meta downfall. So we've heard how Elon Musk is laying off a bunch of people. Now we find out that Mark Zuckerberg is also laying off a lot of employees from Meta, which is basically Facebook. And
I like to, you know, I was kind of surprised that, you know, Facebook is social media, right?
Right.
It's the internet. So why are these snowflakes angry that they've been laid off via email?
Oh, is that what
I thought? I thought these are the people who didn't want to go. I thought these were like Twitter people. They didn't want to ever go back into the office, but now they want to be fired face to face.
Maybe they feel like it's a breakup, you know, like when you get broken up with via text and you just feel like I deserve a face-to-face sit down. Well, this is the part of it that confused me, Howie, because it says Facebook perks are part of the Meta downfall. So I was thinking to myself, I wonder what perks they have. You know how some of these new companies, they'll have like a ping pong table or,
right,
you know, a keg or whatever they have. Well,
right,
listen to
or
some
chef
of these.
Some of them have chefs.
Listen to some of these, Howie.
Enough.
These are crazy, okay? It says, in this new environment, we need to become more capital efficient. We've cut costs around our business, including scaling back budgets, reducing perks, and shrinking our real estate footprint. Now, citing unnamed employees, the New York Times reported in March that Meta was curbing its free laundry and dry cleaning services for employees.
Wow. they brought down your state senator.
I know.
In Milton over free dry cleaning.
Dry cleaning's expensive.
Dry multiple choice Joyce was his name.
If I was being offered free laundry, I'd be throwing everything in there. I'd
free
be like,
laundry?
I'd be like, you might as well wash this T-shirt too. Get it back on the little hanger.
I had a button. It broke, and then it fell off my pants, and I think it cost me like $8 to get a new button put on.
Oh, it's crazy. The price of laundry is insane. Or dry cleaning, I should say. The tech giant also pushed the time that workers in the office qualified for a free dinner back by 30 minutes to 6:30 after the last shuttle of the day left. So maybe they hope that, like, well, no one's going to want to stick around after the last shuttle leaves, so we won't have to pay for so many people's dinners. Now, if Howie Carr was working for them, he'd make the exception.
I'm thinking, though, Grace, I was just thinking, I don't know if I would stick around later to get a free dinner.
Well, if you'd have to pay... I guess if you'd have to pay to get home, if you were depending on the shuttle, I don't really know how it works, but you're paying. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
You know, I would think they would offer Uber rides to people now. Now, where is Facebook headquartered?
That's a really, really good question. It doesn't say.
Because some of these places are in areas that have become very unsafe, like Seattle, for instance.
They're in Menlo Park, California.
Okay, that's not so bad. That's Silicon Valley. That's like Palo Alto around that area. So I don't think there's too much crime in Menlo Park. Although I could be wrong.
Now, Howie,
it's been a long time since I was out there.
I have one more for you that's even crazier. Protocol also reported in March that Meta eliminated its valet parking service. A step that a spokesperson reportedly said was part of an effort to curb emissions.
Valet parking?
What's going
on there?
This sounds like a steakhouse.
Doesn't that save on emissions? Because you're driving directly to a reserved lot instead of somebody just driving around the neighborhood aimlessly looking for a spot.
Well, I don't know if they're saying they're getting rid of it to curb emissions or the purpose of it was to curb emissions.
I don't think they're too concerned about their carbon emissions if they have a shuttle service and valet parking.
Yeah, you're right. Something's not adding up here. No one knows Fisher Plows like Tux Trucks, GMC, and Hudson Mast, your Fisher Plow distributor. They've stocked up heavy for the upcoming season. Fisher Plows, spreaders, accessories, and parts. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com or call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. And as we're on the topic of these billionaire big tech overlords who are making the lives of their employees miserable by canceling things like laundry service and valet parking, Elon Musk is outlawing working from home unless you have his personal okay. He is making everyone come back into the office and work a minimum of 40 hours a week.
You know, I think the Democrats would like to, investigate and then indict Elon Musk just for that alone.
Yeah, for making people come into the office.
I mean, the Democrats have really serious. I wonder if you could do a study and say how many Democrats have stopped coming to work as opposed to how many Republicans have stopped coming to work. I'm going to guess the Democrats, there's 4, 5, 10 times as many aren't going to work as Republicans.
Yeah, and I think that like so many things in life, Howie, once you give it to people, it's really hard to take it away. You know, once people realize that it can be done, even if it's not the most efficient way or the way their boss wants it to be done, I think people get really, really defensive when you start trying to make them come in. How are you going to keep them down on the farm?
But it's a scam, and we all know it's a scam. And I give Elon Musk great credit for calling him out on it. You know what? You know, these federal agencies, nobody's ever going to come back. Not that they were going in too much to begin with, even before the panic.
Yeah, it's really sad, especially for these like major office buildings in big cities, because it's not just the buildings that are, you know, dealing with the fact that no one's coming in. It's like all the little restaurants nearby, all the places people used to go stop and get a drink afterwards. Those all die, too. So,
but all the little newsstands. It was bad enough people stopped buying newspapers, but they still went in to get cigarettes and gum and that kind of stuff.
Or the little hot dog stands.
Right.
Who doesn't love a good hot dog at like 2:45? A little afternoon hot dog break.
Sad. Someone just says to me, Menlo Park is L.A. No, it's not. You could text me with a correction, but don't text me some wrong information. I know where Menlo Park is.
Speaking of L.A., though, Howie, it's going to be interesting to see who pulls out of this. Rick Caruso versus Karen Bass. He seems to have like a slight lead over her. And, I mean, he spent so much money on this race. I'm kind of rooting for him.
This is another one of those things, Grace. I read, I think, in the L.A. Times, it's going to take until December to count all these votes. I mean, I got to think that the scam is going to work for Karen Bass rather than Rick Caruso.
Yeah, the longer it takes, the...
Right. The longer it takes, the shorter the odds for,
exactly.
For Rick Caruso.
All right, Howie, I know you got a cheap bastard deal, so I'm going to end it here.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
844-500-4242.
844-500-4242. The holidays are right around the corner, and I'm ready. Why? I use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious, chef-crafted recipes and more right to my door, so I can skip that extra grocery store trip and actually relax and enjoy this special time of year. HelloFresh's high-quality ingredients, as well as their seasonal recipes, make the holidays tastier than ever. Plus, pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes make getting dinner on the table a snap. Their ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in less than 7 days, so I know they're fresh. HelloFresh's 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. Plus, winter's coming on, and you're going to run into weather problems just like we ran into here with the hurricane.
Did you have any HelloFresh leftovers you were able to take with you to your motel?
No, I had for dinner last night? I had a quarter pounder and fries. I wish I had some stuff with me.
You gotta up your subscription level.
I wish I had some of that chicken sausage and spinach or ricotta ravioli. Anything beats McDonald's. As I found out, as I was reminded last night. HelloFresh is great, though. And again, the stuff can be delivered. A lot of the Publixes, the supermarkets were closed down here because of the hurricane. And, you don't want to get stuck like that up in New England when the snow starts rolling in and the freezing rain and the hail and the sleet. You can just get everything delivered by HelloFresh. And it's great stuff. It's great stuff. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. They deliver right to your door, and you have dozens of entrees to choose from, and they all work out great. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the
cheapest bastard around.
Okay, it's 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. So we're moving into the holiday season rapidly, and you need lots of good sweets and desserts to have around the house, not just for Thanksgiving, but for the entire season. And one of the best places to go to get great sweets is Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company in Salem, New Hampshire. Fresh baked cookies, biscotti, lemon loaves, my favorite, and more. Fabrizia imports its lemons directly from Sicily to make their award-winning, all-natural Fabrizia Limoncello. Then they use that very same limoncello to make each and every one of their great products. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Fabrizia Lemon Baking Company for just $25 by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking store. Customers will receive a digital code upon purchase that can be redeemed at FabriziaLemonBakingCompany.com. And their products can be purchased online if they sell out. You can purchase them online at lemonbakingcompany.com, and they can be shipped fresh to your door. Joining us now is one of the owners of Fabrizia, Phil Mastroianni. Phil, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, thanks for having me. And, you know, Howie, if you want to go out and pound the pavement, you got that pitch down. We could use you out there. What do you think of running around some of the packy stores?
Those lemon loaves. All your products are great, but I really love the lemon loaves. I could have used some last night instead. I would have eaten that instead of the quarter pounder from McDonald's in my motel room.
Yeah, well, thank you. And you know, all natural ingredients, real lemons, real quality products, made fresh, right here, right over the border in Salem, New Hampshire. And like you said, it's that time of the year. Thanksgiving's sneaking up on us.
Right, so so people can just go onto your website and see all the great products you've got, and they're made fresh right there in Salem, and they can also go and they can buy Fabrizia Limoncello if they want at the local package store.
Yep, yeah, you can find that online at FabriziaSpirits.com. But as for the bakery, we have all of our holiday boxes ready. Everything's made right here in New England with, like you said, lemons we're bringing in from Italy. And I don't know whose idea this was, Howie, but our biggest discount of the year is 20% off that we actually only do on Black Friday. But with the code Howie, because we've done this a few times, it's been working well, I was convinced to do 20% off exclusive for you and your listeners with the code Howie. We're going to try that for the first time. That will be live for the next couple weeks.
Oh, great! So you don't have to wait for 2 weeks to Black Friday. You can
get it
20% off right now. Just use code Howie. And the easiest way right now until they sell out is to get the cheap bastard deal. But once the cheap bastard deal is done, just remember to use code Howie at checkout.
Well, you can even use the code Howie with the cheap bastard deal with the gift card. So all
of them, wow,
you can use both. That's right.
Oh, that's really good. So this is a good deal then, and you know, this is the way to beat inflation. You gotta figure out ways to beat the brand inflation here and shrinkflation. So this is a good way to do it. And so what's the most popular of your baked products, Phil?
Well, hands down, still I love the limoncello loaf too, Howie. But our limoncello cookies, which started it all, those still are a favorite. But also, it really is the holiday boxes. You can set the delivery date for right now. You can get it out of the way, schedule it to ship later. So the gifts are probably the most popular things that go out. But for a standalone, the limoncello cookies is a soft spot for me, too, because it's what started it all for us when we were looking at, hey, what can we use all this limoncello with? And we decided to start baking with it. It was the cookies that started it all.
Limoncello. It's always the great thing at the good mom and pop Italian restaurants. You know, if they bring it, if you've been a decent customer and haven't given them any hassle, and they bring out that bottle of limoncello and just pour you a shot, you're in favor with the owners.
I was on Hanover Street this past weekend, and like you said, great way to end the meal, especially with good friends and family.
Right. And get a bottle of limoncello at your local liquor store, Fabrizio Limoncello. All right, Phil, thank you. So go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and get your $50 gift card to Fabrizio Lemon Baking Company for just $25. I'm Howie Carr.